Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everybody. An answer to our prayer. We wanted relevance with the Flyers again. We wanted excitement, and they made the hire we prayed for. Ladies and gentlemen, the new head coach of the Philadelphia Flyers, John Tortorella. Hi, John.
How are you, man?
John, I just want you to know we're with Al Morganti, who is in the Hall of Fame, and Keith Jones. I know you must have coached against him. Guys, say hi to
John. Hi, Torts. How you doing, buddy?
How are you, guys? Hi, Jonesy. Al, congratulations, Al. Well deserved.
Thank you very much, John. I'm
That's your first lie, Torts.
Just waiting for Jonesy to come in.
All right. John, I don't understand it. How is Larry Brooks and Al Morganti in the Hockey Hall of Fame and not John Tortorella? It makes no sense to me.
That's a loaded question. I'll leave that one alone.
All right, John, what you said that excited the city was you've always felt this was a great place for you. It was a match in the passion you show and the city does. Tell us a little bit about your connection to our city.
Well, just coming to the city as a visiting coach, I've been here so many times, and I remember back in the day, a long time ago, with the Tampa Bay Lightning, Bobby the Chief Taylor, who was our color analyst, used to bring me around to parts of the city. The Italian section had some dinners there, and just explained some of it, and got to know Paul Holmgren and Clarkie and all those guys so well through international hockey and just through going against them. I've just always loved coming here to play. I loved being in the building. I love the atmosphere, the heckling, everything about it. And it's just such a great sports town. So I have thought of it. It's not a lie. I've always said, you know, before I'm dead and gone in this game, I would love a whack at coaching in Philly.
Wow. Well, we've been campaigning hard for you, John, because we think you're a match, too, because you're feisty. Like, you're passionate. Have you always been that way? Were you born feisty? Were you a kid? Were you feisty?
Well, in sports, you know, I was competitive. You know, I whatever word you want to use, I was competitive. I played all the sports and enjoyed the competition. And as I've been fortunate enough to get an opportunity to start coaching in pro sports and then to the National Hockey League, I like being involved. The players are the ones of the show. They're the ones with the juice. They're the ones that are doing it all on the ice. But I want to be involved with them. I feel the same thing as far as the winning and losing, and I want my players to know that. It's just who I am. I'm not going to be a coach that stands behind the bench with my arms folded and just going about it and trying to do a good job but with no emotion. I'm just built that way.
John, how have you evolved over the years? I mean, you won a championship. How have you evolved? Is your style different now than when you first came into the league as a head coach?
Yeah, I think it's very important for a coach that you have to evolve with the athlete and where the game is. I mean, our game is totally different. Like back in 04, when we came through here fortunate enough, won games, a seven-game series against Philly and went to the finals, the game was different. And really, that year was probably the last year that I thought it was a man's game. It was a lot more physical. There were a lot of other things going on in the ice. The honesty of the game was held by the players. not by supplementary discipline and how all the rule changes have kind of changed our game. So you got to change yourself, and athletes have changed. I'm trying to be more patient and listening more to the athlete. I think it's relationships now that coaches and players need to have. It's not coach talking down to a player. It's not dotting every I and crossing every T, because it is a game of mistakes. There are so many mistakes made in today's game. So you have to kind of feel your way through it, and it's kind of a partnership with the player and the coach. Having said that, though, it's a fine line there. You've got to make sure as a coach that you don't lose that. You don't let them run amok on you, and you still got to keep the discipline. So that's kind of the tricky part of it as far as building relationships, but also letting them know you're going to make the final decision and you're going to hold them accountable.
That's a great answer, John. The chemistry in a locker room, the culture, could you talk a little bit about how the coach ends up creating that? Because that's very important to you, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I use the word the standard of how you carry yourself, culture, accountability. They're all, you know, I've been talking for a few days here now. They're all nice words and they sound great. But it is a process to get there. It is a process of going through experiences. That's the number one thing I'm looking at. I think we need to create an identity here with our team. I do think we need to play to the city and the personality of the city and kind of grow together that way. But when you start talking about standard and culture, that's an everyday process. You may have some conflict and arguments along the way. Athletes need to be pushed into certain situations and test them, see what they are. Do they give in or do they want more? So these are the things I'm going to have to find out about. And basically, you're trying to find who do you want on your bus. And some guys aren't going to be able to handle it. Some guys are going to thrive in it. And those are the decisions we're going to have to make and decide who rides with us and becomes a Philadelphia Flyer and try to get back to the standard that this organization has been.
You were talking about Scotty Hartnell and Columbus and coming onto that team and needing to change that culture some, John. If they push back, like I think Josie is telling me, Kevin Hayes is a very big figure in the locker room you're going into now. What's the process? How do you do it? Is it contentious? Give us a little insight into how you change it.
Yeah. It depends on the athlete. It depends on the person. Don't get me wrong here, guys. I'm not going in there looking to fight people and argue with people. I'm going in there, and I'm going to try to make them the best hockey player, get them to a different level that maybe they haven't been to before. I think that's my job. And sometimes I'm not sure if it's trying to develop a hockey player or develop the person. That's the pretty cool part of being a coach in a locker room setting, is you're developing the person too. So people react differently to it. And as a coach, when you're coaching each individual player and trying to get them to play under a team concept and be accountable to how we play, different things happen with different people. So I tell my assistant coaches when we talk about this, it's a great question, that you got to be ready to go whichever road they want to go down with you. You got to be ready to go there. Some may accept it. Some may have a little bit of fight to them and come back at you, which is terrific. I welcome that. Because then you get some honesty going each way. And as long as you know both parties' situations that we're trying to get the player and trying to be the best for the organization, as long as that's known and it's not personal, then you'll find your way and you become tighter and the camaraderie comes into play. So I don't have one particular answer to give you, because it's going to happen probably 15 different ways when we're coaching the players.
I got to tell you, John, this is awesome stuff I'm hearing this morning. And here's the thing. If your relationship with the media has had its moments as well. And I was just hearing, and I love that. Don't get me wrong. If somebody asks a dumb question, you should say, what the hell are you doing? I love that. And I guarantee you there'll be some of those here. But you met with the media on Tuesday, and part of it was off the record. I don't expect you to go on the record now, but John, what's your approach to talking to the people that are bringing the sport to us, the media people. Well, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, it's a big part of the job. You know, listen, I'm not good at it 10 minutes after a game. I never will be. I'm trying. I really am trying. But I'm invested in the game. I'm in the emotion of the game, and I guess it's the league rule. You got to get there as quickly as possible. I get it. One thing I've learned, and I've made some mistakes, and a good friend of mine, Jim Schoenfeld, told me, he says, just remember, they're going home to families. This is their job. They have families, and I've made some mistakes. I don't want to embarrass anybody, and I think I've done that at certain times, but. It's hard for me after games, but I think the biggest thing for me as I approach this group here, this city, is it gives me an opportunity, I think, sometimes when they're asking me questions, to maybe let them know really what is going on there versus what maybe some people think they know what's going on, and they really don't. So it gives me an opportunity to explain my team. It gives me an opportunity to explain what I'm thinking. And maybe other people that are writing and guessing what I'm thinking is wrong. So I need to understand that. But, you know, I'm honest. And I'm, there's going to be some, there'll be some situations, I'm sure. They try to poke at you. It's part of their job. And sometimes it's good days, sometimes it's bad days. And I explained that to him the other day when we were sitting in the locker room. There was nothing personal with me, but. I make mistakes, and there will be some situations as we go through this, as long as we keep on working together and try to find the other end.
John, I'm going to tell you, I love this honesty. You and Howard Eskin are going to be a party for us. Eskin will try to ask you very annoying. It's like you and Larry Brooks when you first were up in New York. I'm telling you, John, it's going to be delightful. You're going to love it. I'm telling you. I've been around a long time. There's a real good chemistry that's going to develop there. It's going to be great. John, that wasn't really a question, so I'll ask you one. How much input – he's going to get me now. How much input are you going to have into the creation of the roster, new players brought in?
Yeah, Chuck and I, and you know, I got to tell you, we went through a long process with the interview process. I've never really interviewed that much. It seems like I've come in a lot of my jobs in the middle of a season, or you know, you just come in. So it was kind of new to me. I've gotten to know him quite a bit very quickly. He's brought me in all sorts of situations, asked for opinions. We've had some great dialogue, and I think that's what it's going to be. I don't know, you know, when you're talking about the junior players and drafts and stuff like that, I know nothing about those players because I'm so involved with the National Hockey League team and the National Hockey League players. We've already had discussions on National Hockey League players when you're talking about free agency, trades, or whatever it may be. We've had discussions on that. So he's been terrific as far as so easy going and easy to talk to. We've had some great discussions.
All right, John, one last thing. Al and I are both Italian, like yourself. And I was somewhat concerned when I saw that at one time your nickname was the Paper Italian. What
no
is
chance.
That? Do
stop,
you know what that
right
is?
There. Stop right there. That is, I don't know what that started. It's just like, I've never been called that. I don't know who brought that out.
Ah.
It's never happened. I don't know what the hell it means.
Neither do I.
All right, hold on. John,
Angelo's dad used to call him that.
My dad called me that, John, but that was what I just asked. That was a stupid question, huh?
Yeah, so Angelo, let someone else ask some questions because you're going down the wrong road.
I love it. Jonesy, ask something.
All right, Torts. So you had a year to sit back and watch the league. It's the highest scoring season the NHL has had in a couple of decades. What's changed?
Yeah, Jonesy, and you know, I think Jonesy's one of the hardest working. I see him everywhere. I have to say that on air here. I can't believe how many things you are doing as far as this game's concerned. And you've watched it. You see how many mistakes are being made. And it's not all mistakes. We've got tremendous talent coming into this league, tremendous youth coming into it. I think a little bit of the structure has gone a little south because just the way the athletes are now. I think the attention span of athletes usually you get them, and Jonesy, you probably had them for a couple of minutes, and you try to explain something, then you lose them. Right now, it seems like it's probably about a minute or so, and then they're off. They're just thinking about other stuff. I think that has a little bit to do with this, but you have to understand how skilled some of these players are coming into it, and the rules have been enforced, and I think they're just allowing teams, and they're getting some ice to play on with the new rules, and we've got some tremendous skill reacting to it.
John, we love you, man. You're going to be awesome in this city. I'm telling you right now, this is a great match. We wish you nothing but success. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Great talking to you guys. Thanks for having me on.
John Tortorella. And Al, told me to shut up and let someone else ask a question.
Well, I told him. I
get credit for being the first guy he took down.
I told him, when you come on, make sure Jonesy asks a question, because he won't do it on television.
Right. Al, he said that the paper Italian thing was stupid and shut up and let somebody else.
You know, saw that on Wink.
That counts in the standings, Rare.
You got that off Wikipedia.
I know I did.
Yeah, Al goes on there and changes my middle name every day.
Yes.
He does?
Do not trust Wikipedia.
Do you really?
I got that from there because I saw a paper tie and I thought it was interesting.
They asked Jonesy about being the goat roping champion.
Somebody asked me, how'd you get a nickname? How'd you get the middle name Lindsay? And I get all more crap from him.
Part of me wanted to be the first guy Torts took down.
You succeeded.
And I feel I succeed.
Is there some great answers in there or what?
Oh, they were great. All of it was perfect. That is guy. You know what that was? Honest. It was
what he is.
Nothing was rehearsed. That was honest feeling.
I pulled four different quotes. I'm going, I want that. I'm going to use, that one's better.
Isn't
that
great?
One's better. No, that one's better.
Let's find out in the update which one Rhea picked. That was great.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back. I'm going to bring this up before the other show.
What is it?
My wife got me involved in a new activity.
It's not.
That is not TV related, but it's brand new for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
It's called Wordle.
It's been out for a while.
And yesterday was my word. I use it 10 times a show. It took me 6 to get it, which is the limit. If not, you fail.
10 times
it's a show. Called awful.
Awful? Okay.
And I can say it because the next day there's a new word. Like awful? I didn't do today. My wife has already done it, I'm sure.
No, she just got it today. She just got awful now from yesterday that you gave it to her.
No, you can't get it the next day. I'm not giving anything away. All right, anyway, we got a hot seat coming up in a minute. Let's get some calls in. I got Dan from Southwest Philly, which is where Rhea grew up. Hi, Danny.
Hey, Ange. How you doing, buddy?
Did you know Rhea when she was young? I mean younger.
It just gets better younger. And better. Let's just keep going today.
No, younger.
That's awful.
I can't
even. Still young, eh?
That's why I listen.
You're damn right she is.
Don't miss a minute of the show. You don't know what you're going
to
miss.
All right, anyway.
You in the Hall of Fame, Rhea?
No.
Shut up.
Now, stop it. The Flyers wins 28 this year.
When did you know Rhea? How old was she?
My whole life.
You've known her your whole life?
How old are you?
I'm 47.
There you
47,
go.
47, that's about right. Yeah, that's pretty close. So what did you want to say about Rhea? Yeah.
Her sister Josephine could have played on the Sixers with some of the bums they got.
Ooh,
sister Stephanie.
She might have made the team.
Stephanie, yeah, she was good really player. Good.
I'll
really
tell
good.
You what, yeah. She's a very talented young woman. They're all younger, the Rhea family. Right, anyway.
Did they babysit you?
Dan, what else did you need to say this morning?
Well, I heard John on there and with the whole Flyers thing.
Yeah, Tortorella.
I can't believe John Tortorella,
yeah.
I can't even believe we're talking about the Flyers, but I guess we got to welcome him in the town. I all wanted right. to ask him a question. Does he know who his goalie's going to be first?
All right, Al's in the Hall of Fame. He would
well,
know.
Yeah, Carter Hart's the goalie. Yeah.
Carter Hart's the goalie there.
They do know they're keeping the goalie coach, so that's one
Dan,
thing.
Dan, I got to be honest. For a guy who's 47, you sound a little senile.
Yeah, right. I'm not senile. I'm just the Flyers been fooling me all right, my getting, whole life.
I'm
they're
with
back,
you, Dan.
Baby.
Dan, give me a famous Pennsylvanian.
What's the guy's name? Jim Thorpe.
Jim Thorpe is a great one.
Good answer.
They named the whole town after
yes,
him.
They did.
And remember, Rhea will judge this.
How
will
many?
She give preference for Dan, a guy who knows her?
They
How
grew
many?
Up together.
How
they
many?
They grew up together.
Four?
Four.
Four. Okay, got
Four.
It.
Four. Keep it going. Bill's up from Glassboro. Hi, Billy.
Hi, Angela. Good morning, crew.
Bill, big night tonight. NBA draft. Wheeling and dealing. What do you want to see them do?
I want to see John Tortorella coach the Sixers and the Flyers. That's what I want to see.
And if you don't mind, the Phillies and the Eagles, too. John is going to be a busy man of this town. That's the attitude I wish we had in our other teams, Bill.
Darn right. Darn right. I'm, you know, at least that gave me some cause for hope after all this frustrating talk about the Sixers and stupid Uble. It's frustrating. Very frustrating.
Like that's the whole point. Do you think Tortorella would calmly stand by and watch Odubel Herrera do one dumbass thing after another? Do you think he would say, halfway through the OTAs, let's shut it down, not hold mini camps, and everybody go home? You think he would do that, or you think he'd say, we got to be ready for a season, I'm going to kick some ass?
Door number two.
Yeah.
I think we know the answer to that.
Well, Bill, this is the problem I have. This is an old school guy who gets the importance of working and getting tough. I don't understand these other teams. Odubel Herrera should not still be here after all these years. He stinks.
And it makes you wonder if that's our best option for center field. We're in trouble.
100%, Bill. You know your stuff. Give me famous Pennsylvania.
Well, I missed all of the list. So
all right, Al, give them the entire list.
The Let's entire closely, list. Bill. It starts with Bernard Hopkins, Will Chamberlain, Kobe Bryant, Grace Kelly, Jerry Blavitt, Bob Saget, Will Smith, Mr. Rogers, M. Night Shyamalan, Bradley Cooper, Joe Biden, Joe Namath, James Stewart, Jim Thorpe, and Taylor Swift.
What do you got, Billy?
All right, we're going to go with the famous guy who's got a whole town named after him, and we snack on his stuff all the time, Milton Hershey.
Milton Hershey, Al. Hershey, Pennsylvania. Very, very, Al. He was a Quaker.
That was a human. That was a person.
Yes.
I never even knew that.
Al Milton Hershey.
Milton Hershey.
Oh, wow.
When you Hershey Bar,
company.
The Hershey Bar is part of Milton Hershey.
Oh, cool.
He had he owned the whole town, and then they
nice.
It's,
he
go
the
through.
Too.
Here's what you do, Al. This is a very nice activity.
That's a good hockey rink.
The last time I checked, they did not charge for this.
What is it?
You go to Hershey. And they have like a ride you go through to learn all about chocolate.
It's a tour. I've done it.
You've done the tour. It's a great tour. And then it lands in a big candy store.
There's a vat of
more
chocolate.
More candy than you ever saw in your life.
Nice.
But it's every kind of Hershey bar you ever had is in that store.
I met the Oompa Loompas there.
You saw them there?
Yes.
Is that a nice little ride?
It's an awesome ride.
I love a ride, Al,
it's
where
a long drive
I can
to get there,
sit.
Man.
I sit, and they take you through the whole world of chocolate. It even smells of chocolate.
It's a one-lane highway.
His middle
highway,
name is Snavely.
What's that, man?
Milton Snavely Hershey.
Better than Snively.
Snavely?
Snavely. I'm looking at it. Oh. Unless Al went on and changed his middle name.
He might have. That's another Wikipedia. Paper
yeah,
Italian.
You better double check on Snavely.
Can't believe you asked that.
Kyle, do you have a hot seat today?
I do, Ange. For our Sixers, the winds of change are blowing, and I don't like it.
Today, Daryl Morey is on the hot seat. Brought to you by Xfinity. Fastest internet in Philadelphia and the sponsor of our Xfinity Lounge.
Hot seat. 3, 2, 1, we have a liftoff.
And now the seat for Philadelphia.
Daryl, buddy, what are we doing here?
I'm just riffing, baby.
This team, we got aspirations to win a championship, and the only buzz they got going is extending that bum Harden.
Yes.
And signing P.J. Tucker, a 37-year-old that averaged 6 points last year.
But wait! There's more.
Eric Gordon, do you know who he played for? What do Harden, Tucker, and Gordon all have in common?
Ooh, can I guess? They're all old, washed, and past their prime?
Daryl Morey of the 76ers is attempting to acquire only players he had on the Houston Rockets.
And the Rockets red player.
Well, you gotta make the big guy happy, I guess.
We never have PG Tucker.
So wait, does this mean we might go get Bradley Beal too?
Embiid really wanted Bradley Beal and was pushing really hard for it.
Well, there's really one problem with that.
Beal has the misfortune of never playing in Houston.
Well, at least if we're gonna do this, we can expect to enjoy all the same success that the Houston Rockets did, which was... Oh boy.
Houston, we have a problem.
Hot seat. Rocket Man.
Perfectly done there, Kyle.
Thank you.
It's got talent.
Why are we reassembling the team that won nothing?
It's a great question.
And you're paying this guy $10 million a year.
Yeah.
And you know what I hear when I hear this? I hear that he doesn't want to actually do any scouting to see who the best fit would be. Let me just go with guys I had on my other team. Not a good way to do it.
No, not at all.
Good job on that one, Kyle.
They need Tortorella.
What's that, Al?
They need Tortorella.
They do need Tortorella. I'm telling you, Al, right now, he is the answer to every question.
Yep.
Here's Chuck from Worcester on the line. Chuck, what do you want to talk about?
Angie, let me tell you something. And pardon my voice, it's my allergies. But, Angie, I am not a hockey fan, but this guy might change my Rudy interest. And, Angie, I'm going to tell you something. John Ritchie's in that building. You can ask Ice Reach, Ritchie Hollis. These guys, and I'm going to offend some people, but the guys I just mentioned, they know I'm telling you the truth. A good coach will have more influence on a lot of people than a priest, a teacher. This guy knew what he was talking about. Angie, I haven't heard anybody on radio ever say what he said, and that prompted me to call you.
Now,
my elevator stops at the frickin' high school frickin' level, but this guy, I'm not near this guy's category. But I'll tell you right now, this guy is going to do a good job here. And if that kook Eskin was to lock horns with this guy, I'm going to bet on this guy right now.
No, let me tell you something. Al, you correct me if I'm wrong. You know Eskin and you know Tortorella.
They'll get along.
There is zero chance that there will not be an altercation.
Oh, there'll be, but they'll
there'll be an exchange of really angry comments.
Yeah, but there's only wits on one side. So. Sorry, Howard.
No, Chuck, I'm telling you right now, and you know what? Part of it Tortorella will enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
He will enjoy it. He understands it's by play.
He mostly only does it to defend players.
I know he does.
It's amazing. He really does.
Hey, listen, Eskin's got his good sides. We know that. But
no, Eskin is irreplaceable. There's no one who does all that stuff.
Name them.
I'm telling you. A good coach will follow. A kid will follow that guy's spirit all the way down. You ask Richie; he's in there right now. He'll tell you.
All right, I'm gonna leave the show then to go find Richie.
No, he's late again.
Right, they're doing their preview right, for the
Chuck,
show right now.
Oh, they're doing it. Chuck, give me a famous Pennsylvania.
Let me say Joe Montana.
No one said Joe
Montana. Pennsylvania too.
No one said Joe Montana. Still, arguably. The best or second best quarterback of all time. Mm-hmm. got to be considered. What is Rhea going to do with all these names? All right, when we come back, Al, I have acquired a new addiction. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone else has ever done this.
All right.
It's called Wordle. What are you laughing at?
You
should be good at it.
Yeah. I am not yet good at it.
Really?
I'm bad at it.
I'm surprised.
It's taking me a while. I'm learning about it. And then I saw a piece on Real Sports on it yesterday.
Oh, really?
And I'm going to tell you something right now. It's fun.
Sweeping the country.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back at 9:40. Al, at 8:48 this morning, less than an hour ago, my wife Gail sent me, and she sends it to others, her Wordle result of the day.
Okay.
And you could see here, Al, she got it in 4 attempts.
I don't play it, so I don't know, but I know it's crazy and popular.
Very simply, the game is this. Yeah. You have to pick a 5-letter word, Joseph.
Yeah.
And then you hit a button, and then it tells you if any of the letters are in the word of the day. And then in the next 5, you have to figure out the word and punch it in, or you lose.
Yeah.
And if you lose, you don't lose often, but when you lose, there's disgrace.
Okay.
People think little of you. Now, I've never lost, but I keep getting 5 or 6, which I'm told is terrible.
Okay.
But yesterday, the word was my favorite word, and I nearly didn't get it.
Hmm.
When I hit the button for the last try, it connected. I wasn't sure I had it. The word was awful.
Oh.
Has anyone tried this? Because after I did this, Al, I'm watching Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, and there's a whole thing on it with this guy who does the crossword puzzle on the New York Times.
Oh, cool.
Will Shorts is his name. And his whole life, Al, is just puzzles. All he does is puzzles.
His
whole day, he wakes up. They showed he's kind of like a hoarder, right?
Oh, God.
So they showed his office. And his office has piles upon piles of crossword puzzles, books. You should see it. It's like a hoarder. They should go in with that TV show where they clean the room up, right?
Yeah.
But now, they're not charging you for it.
No, it's free, apparently. The New York Times bought it, and it's free.
Now, here's the problem I'm having.
Yeah.
So I told my wife, you know what? You hooked me now. I got to do this every day.
Okay.
Right? But I'm always 1 year behind the trend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right now, on my feet. Look what I have on my foot. That's called an all bird.
Those are nice.
Right?
They were big
3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
My wife bought these for me 3 years ago.
Okay.
I started wearing them last week.
God, you'll be dead 3 years before you know it.
Oh, my God.
These are terrible, man.
All right, hold on for a second, Chosen. Would you wear that foot apparel?
No.
Would you do the game Wordle?
Not a chance.
Could you hum for me the Battle Hymn of the Republic?
Possibly. I'm not a loser, though, like you guys.
No,
I wouldn't wear those shoes ever.
Excuse me.
They're nice shoes.
I actually think they're nice.
Yeah,
they're nice
you
shoes.
Do like
I
them?
I do like them, yeah.
Skechers. I wear the Skechers because I'm an old white guy.
Now, is that trendy?
Skechers. Willie Nelson's now doing an ad for Skechers. It's pretty good.
No, you can't be 90 and be trendy.
Tony Romo does ads for Skechers.
Tony Romo is not trendy. And neither am I. But if anybody, I'm just curious because I'm hooked on it. And it's hard. And every day, it's like you have a new assignment.
What time of day can you just pop on there anytime you want? It's your choice.
From midnight to midnight. You have 24 hours to get it right.
Does it cost you anything?
It doesn't cost you anything currently.
Okay.
But something tells me down the road.
There's got to be a catch.
Paywall.
Down the road, I see you retire playing Dungeons and Dragons.
That's my concern. Al, here's my concern.
Al, it's back.
It's January next year, right? January next year, I wake up. Oh, I got Wordle to do.
Yeah, well.
15 minutes.
Just hope you wake
then
up.
Then what?
Honey, why don't you try a crossword puzzle? Oh, good. Honey, this afternoon, let's do the 500-piece jigsaw puzzle.
You might not want to wake up.
Wow.
We're going to miss you, buddy.
Mark is on the line.
I hope you're not calling here every day.
No, I'm not.
Is Angelo from, where is it, East Falls?
Chestnut Hill.
Listen, I am not calling here ever.
I
want you to
me?
Understand that
he's
now.
You're
going to use a voice recognition thing.
Al, once you see my rear end, cross that threshold, you will never see that rear end again.
It's Angelo and Chester.
Mark's on the line. Don't do that. Mark, good morning. You're at 94 WIP.
Hey, guys. Congratulations to Al on his Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
It was all due to Jonesy.
All right. So what do you got for me, Mark? What are you feeling today?
Okay. I'm shopping on the trade market with Phillies. I'm shopping Real Muto. I'm shopping Didi. I'm shopping Odubel, but no one will want him.
Right.
And I'm trying to get whatever pitching help we can get.
All right. Odubel, they released. No one picked him up. No one does want him. That's for sure. JT Real Muto is owed over $100 million. I don't think a lot of teams are lining up for him, given his age and how much you still owe him. Didi is toast. I mean, he's hitting okay right now, but this is his last year, certainly as a big money guy. He gets $14 million a year, Mark. $14 million.
I get that, but there's also other GMs that are just as sharp as Daryl Morey, so I'm counting that there's a dumb one out there that will take one of these guys.
Well, here's the thing. You got August 2nd is the trade deadline in baseball. Man, if you don't get, I'm not lying when I say this, 3 bullpen arms, not 2, not 1. There's no one out there other than maybe Dominguez. Al, do you want Brad Hand?
No.
Do you want Jerry's Familia?
Oh, that's the one.
That guy's terrible.
Yeah.
Knebel has lost whatever it is he had. He stinks now.
I have hope for him.
You do?
Really?
He had a good night. Last night he was okay.
Yeah. I mean, if he can find him, that's the one guy I think, you know, maybe.
Okay.
But Familia, oh, my God.
But, Mark, they got a lot of work to do if they want to make the playoffs. Just make it. At least get in. It's been 10 years.
11.
Absolutely. 11 years. We just added another year in the time 11. I was talking. Mark, give me a famous Pennsylvania.
Okay, I need a ruling on this one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Was it Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
That is correct.
I didn't know if they had to be human.
No, they don't. That is part of the rodent family. He is a groundhog.
That's Mac.
He's the second most famous.
What's that?
That's Keep Scratching.
Mac-Nell's Gus.
Keep on Scratching.
Mac-Nell's Gus. He does the voice of Gus.
He does the voice of Gus.
Yeah.
Is there any money?
No, if there is.
I didn't say that. That was Jonesy. Will of God. Will of God is on the line, my brother.
Yo, what is up, Angelo?
Will, exciting day. We got the NBA draft. The Phillies are on the West Coast. What are you feeling?
Man, you're the one that knows what I'm feeling. I feel good, ecstatic, and crazy at the same daggone time. One thing I got to let this know. I know there's a lot of people out there who don't really understand me or even want to learn me. I don't give a darn. But I just found out just the other day, yesterday, I met a homegrown hater. And the individual, don't want to say their name, said, yeah, you ain't nothing, you ain't never going to be nothing. So, since my mother-in-law's birthday was yesterday, and today is my daughter's birthday, happy birthday, gorgeous. I love you.
Back up for a second, Will. Will, you had somebody who said they did not like your calls on this show?
No.
Because I want to tell you what, you don't even know this. Will, for every email I get, saying that they find you hard to understand. I get 3 to 5 a day saying, I love Will of God. He's quirky and he's charming.
Yo, you ain't seen nothing yet. Listen, man, today's my daughter's birthday, right?
Right.
So I said, let me just go all out. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I want you... I'm just going to make up a song or a poem for the top of the head just to make these homegrown new haters understand I really am a thoroughbred. And I'm going to end it with the 76ers, Chad, because of the fact that we're about to get some money great.
All right, no, let's hear it. Well, I want to hear the homage you're doing to your daughter.
I need you to tell me what you want me to make a song about.
I want you to make a song about your daughter and her birthday today.
Oh, man.
And I want you to end it. I want you to end it with the Sixers chair, whatever that is.
All right. For my lovely, gorgeous daughter, Larry, Royal Ray, happy birthday to you. You're 23. Happy birthday to you. I love you. I need you, so Larry, happy birthday for me. Hey.
Well, once again, Will of God did not write that prior to his call.
No, you're kidding.
That was done in the moment. Will, no one can do that but you. You're the only one.
Yeah, I like to freestyle just to, you know, keep my
arm. Freestyler.
You know how to say iron sharpens iron? I just try to keep on keeping myself, you know, maybe I'll go to Wild Out and do something crazy with the cannon.
It's amazing. Well, I'm up against it here. Could you give me a famous Pennsylvania?
All right, well, here's the 76ers chair. Yeah, Bill Cosby, but he's already in jail. But
Bill Cosby?
Yeah, that will not win.
I cannot have you win, but Will, once again, displaying charm and quirkiness.
Yep. Uh-huh.
An infectious combination.
Nice song. Sing a little.
That was great.
Come on. That was a beautiful thing for his daughter.
Yes.
Tom is up from Emmaus. Hi, Tommy.
Hi, how you doing, Angelo? Thank you for taking my call.
I'm not happy with the Phils today, Tom. I didn't enjoy the game yesterday.
Neither have I. I'm calling about Nick Castellanos. I'm sick and tired of hearing we got to wait for him to evolve. And all the gurus are saying this. And last night he swung at a pitch that was the only time he got on base was by striking out. He swung at a pitch that was a ground ball that the catcher couldn't handle. He ends up on first base.
Yeah, you know, this is the thing, Tom. I think you're right on to something. It's time we start holding these guys more accountable. The guy's got a 5-year, $100 million deal. His career average is 31 points higher than it is here. He had 34 home runs last year. He's got 7 now almost at the midway point.
What is going on there?
I don't understand that. When I try to put a little bit of the focus on his batting coach, since that guy got a lot of money to be the batting coach, Todd Zielecki said don't blame Kevin Long.
Really?
Well, I got to blame somebody. The guy has not been good this year.
No, he's been
bad.
And
he can't play right field either.
He's not a good right fielder.
No, we knew that.
100%. Yeah. Tommy, give me a famous Pennsylvania.
Dan Marino.
Oh, very good.
Oh, this is going to be tough. Rhea, get ready.
Good quarterbacks in this area.
We are now going rapid fire. Hassan, famous Pennsylvania.
From Evanston, PA, Hall of Famer Reggie Jackson.
Jackson.
Wow.
He wasn't from Jersey. I thought he was from Jersey.
No, I believe he's from Norristown.
Charlie from Orland. Charlie.
Elkins Park, around there, right?
Famous Pennsylvania.
Patty LaBelle.
Okay.
She
amazing.
Can belt it out. Gary, I need a famous Pennsylvania.
Arnold Palmer.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, Chris, who you got?
Pink.
Oh, that ties into it.
All right.
That's the word of the day, isn't it?
Do you need a minute? I can hum.
Number 4. No, let's go right away. Mm-hmm. Number 4, limited edition Toyota Bryce Harper bobble figurine.
Taylor Swift.
4. Oh, my God. There's 3 ahead of her.
Number 3, Philadelphia Flyers automobile prize pack includes a Flyers license plate frame, a key ring, a car decal, car magnet, and a Flyers key strap.
Joe Montana.
Number 2, pair of tickets, see the Phils play the Braves. That's next Wednesday, the 29th, 7:05. Just go to phillies.com for tickets.
Number two?
Yep.
Bradley Cooper.
Brad.
Oh!
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 What?
Oh!
What happened
She's
here?
Trying to patch it up with Bradley. Oh. She's trying to end the feud.
He's in another feud this week, I guess, with somebody, too.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he
really? Some nasty thing going on. Number one, in Eagles, Jason Kelce autographed autographed jersey. Join Kelce when?
Wednesday,
June 29th from 4 to 8 p.m. at Ocean Drive at Sea Isle. He'll be guest bartending and proceeds benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation.
And he will also be with us that morning at Ocean Drive, live remote. I'm working on the Wednesday. He'll be there from 8 to 10 that morning. A lot of Jason
Kelce. Does he know you're working?
What?
Does he know?
No, they told me to work.
Give us some more on Bradley Cooper. Though,
anyway, Rhea, who's number one?
Kobe Bean Bryant.
Oh.
Wow.
Kobe.
Interesting stuff. It's time to do a wrap.
All right. I just want to let everyone know, do yourself a favor and check out our interview with John Tortorella. It is outstanding. You can hear that as well as the rest of the show podcasted on 94WIP.com. Line of the day, Angelo, you came in today with one goal, and that was to be the first media member to get yelled at by new Flyers head coach John Tortorella, and I think you succeeded.
Stop right there. That is... I don't know what that started. It's just like I've never been called that. I don't know who brought that out.
That was what I just asked. That was a stupid question, huh?
Yeah. So, Angela, let someone else ask some questions because you're going down the wrong way.
I love it.
That was awesome.
By the way, what I was referencing was the fact that in Wikipedia, he is called a paper Italian.
Yeah, Wikipedia. Great job.
Shut up. Jeez, boy, all the critics here.
Go to Wordle next.
Twitter question of the day brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Who is the next Philadelphia player you would like to see leave? 41% Jalen Reagor, 35% Odubel, 14% Harden, 10% Tobias Harris.
Reagor beat Odubel. Amazing. Our studio assistant this morning, Kyle Quinn. Our producer, Joseph A. Wecker Jr. Joe DeCamber, John Ritchie coming up next. We'll see you at the ball game tomorrow. How do we do today?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.